You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you got, but it
might be hard to handle. Bricks, admittedly, I'm starting off this outrageous claim. I don't think I have right on my side. It's just a matter of indifference. And it's this. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Roger Clemens, all on the Hall of Fame ballot this year that came out a couple days ago. And debate is raging about what should they get in, should they not get in, how many votes will they get, will they get in, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. That's the outrageous claim. I don't care. You want to let them in? Let them in. I don't care. You want to keep them out? Say that they don't deserve to get in? I understand your point. I just don't care about it anymore. It is long since passed the point where I am. I was never as outraged about this as other people were. I'm not anymore. I look at other eras, the dead ball and the amphetamine era and other things had their thing. I understand the sanctity of the game and that numbers are everything in baseball and that the numbers have been violated here. I get it all. I'm done with the issue, man. I've lost the will to fight.
I think that you're a shame. You're a shameful person for this stance.
That is
all
strongly
it is,
worded.
There are two things you can do. You can vote for the guy or you cannot vote for the guy. And if you don't think that cheaters should be in the Hall of Fame, you just don't vote for him. There's no indifference here. What you're doing is you're saying put him in the Hall of Fame. If you're so indifferent, all you have to do is not put him in the Hall of Fame.
But I don't have a vote. So let's dispel that. I'm just, look, did you want guys from the amphetamine era to be taken out of the Hall of Fame because what they did
the
was...
The amphetamine era.
Look, I mean, you can say it like that, but amphetamines helped. Okay? It helped them play the game.
Listen.
Do you want to take them out?
No, listen, there's a difference between amphetamines, which keep you awake and alert, and steroids, which grow you into a bigger, faster, stronger human being. We're talking about mutants. Cheaters, people who were doing stuff that they knew they shouldn't have been doing because they could get away with it and get bigger, better inflated numbers.
Spitball
Those
artists.
Guys should not make the Hall of Fame. And on top of it all, Mike Piazza is on this ballot, and the more people who don't vote for steroid users and want to take a stance will vote for Mike Piazza, first ballot Hall of Famer, and he better go in as a Met.
There's that.
If he goes in as a Dodger.
Pierce Brick's journalistic integrity coming back.
If Mike Piazza goes in as a Dodger.
Will
I will never forgive the baseball
writers
of America.
If he goes in, will his tips be frosted on the bust?
Well, what if he didn't even go in as a Dodger or a Met, but a frosted tip hero?
just no hat, just tipped it.
You know what he should go in as? He should go in with an FDNY hat on.
That would be a hell of a signal.
That would be amazing.
Look, I just think I think you can look at any era of baseball and find cheaters, and I understand it was more rampant. And there is part of me that is just bummed out that this childhood memory of watching, you know, sitting in my basement and watching Mark McGwire break Roger Maris's record, like that should be a cherished memory for a kid who loves sports.
Absolutely,
and it's not, and that bugs me. And I understand that. And if I had a vote, I probably wouldn't vote for the guys. But there's also this part of me that is that recognizes that there have been cheaters across baseball. All of that, you know, you could break down anything. Babe Ruth didn't have to play against black players. Spitball artists. You know, you can look across every generation and find something to pick apart. And I probably wouldn't vote for him, but if they get in, I know it'll be, you know, a get your pitchfork and let's march on Canton.
That's the thing.
Or not Canton, Cooperstown moment, but it's not for me.
It's not going to go away either way, Joe. There's going to be protests and debate, so you're not going to be able to hide from it as a sports fan regardless. So you might as well take a stance, and your stance should be just. And the just stance is don't let these guys in. And, you know, if you want to talk about a part of your soul that's just hurt from your childhood, how about the investment I made in my future with baseball cards that are now worthless because of these people? I did not win the Powerball last night. I'm upset about it. And my Barry Bonds page, my Mark McGwire case cards are worthless now.
I love this thought of Pierce Bricks as like an 8-year-old kid like doing NASDAQ charts for the worth of baseball cards.
I had Beckett's for days, man. I was updating my Beckett's monthly to see if my Mark McGwire went from 3 to 325. And it did that year. They were spiking. My page full of Matt Williams, shot. I thought that was putting my kids through college.
I'm sorry about that. Would you like the $4 you spent on those cards? I can give it back to you.
$4? $4? Would you grow up in the 1930s? Those things were $2.50 a pack.
Let me ask you this.
And by the way, I was a buy-the-pack kid. All you guys who went to card shows and bought cards already cased, Bricks, already out of the pack,
Can you do me a favor and not point at me and say, you guys who went to card shows? I never went to a card show in my life. That is, if I was at a card show, I assure you that would be a look in the mirror moment for me. If I was just hanging out, you know, ooh, a David Justice, 1999.
Is that a Terry Pendleton, I see?
Oh, my God.
is that a Dean Palmer?
Just one question. A guy who, you know, somebody in the Hall of Fame, a spitball guy. That's cheating, but he did it because he could get away with it, and gave him a competitive advantage.
How many spitballers are in the Hall of Fame?
I'm just asking one.
Where do you see Leather Glove Louie, great spitballer from the 1910s.
I'm positive that there are guys in there who did it. I know there are guys...
Yeah, but they're not called spitballers. The guy had a great curve, but a legendary spitball.
He cheated to get more break. Do you want to see that guy taken out?
He threw a loogie on a ball. Speaking of throwing balls...
So what, man? You just threw a syringe in your butt. Whatever.
Can I get to a more outrageous claim? Did you see...
But do you want the sounder?
I want the sounder.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You are literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You remember that story about the Bama fan who found the passed out LSU fan and teabagged him? Do you remember the story?
Yes, I remember the story.
That guy just got 2 years in prison.
Serves him right.
That's a year per ball.
Serves him right.
365 days per testicle.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This
got
guy
off light.
Should get a plaque.
What?
He should be enshrined in the Bro Hall of Fame. That was hilarious. Everybody thought it was great. By the way,
that's a problem. You can't just be running around putting your boys in another dude's mouth when he's unconscious. That's not okay. So let the record show, Pierce Brick supports putting junk in another guy's mouth, as long as he doesn't root for the team you root for. Look out, Cowboy fans, it's coming.
Listen, I went to boarding school, man.
Are you kidding me? If I was that LSU fan, I would want that guy to get way more than 2 years.
Get some Listerine and go to AA, man. You have a problem. You deserve this.
Nobody deserves that.
Okay, right. Well, nobody deserves that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it wasn't kind of funny. All right, I'm done with this. Can we wrap up the show?
I think we wrapped up the show a while ago. Now we're just talking nonsense. All right, that is Cover 2, everybody. If you're still listening. Check us out on Sunday in the Cover 2 podcast. Like our Facebook page. Search Cover 2 Radio. Use the number. He's Pierce Bricks. I'm Joe Bianchino. Have a good one, everybody.